Let's muse in the news with Gordo, brought to us by D&M Auto Leasing and All Pro Foundation Repair.
Nice. Did you hear what Tyler was playing there? Mm-hmm. Little Queen. Mm-hmm. Little Queen. Because Queen Elizabeth II has passed. Long live the King Charles. And I am now out of material. So I will cease speaking to you now.
Thank you.
So as we mentioned in Muse in the News yesterday, the royals had announced that Queen Elizabeth was not doing well, and that other royals were rushing to Balmoral Castle. We got smacking Norm over there. Apparently he has a comment.
She's not doing well.
It's going to be a baseball joke.
No, stop.
Go ahead.
There's no joke. There's no joke.
And lo and behold, yes, it was. The end was drawing nigh for Queen Elizabeth. She could have already been dead, you know, when they made that announcement that they were rushing there, because they say that by the time the public finds out, the Queen was probably dead for a while. That's what I heard.
Okay.
And that in the official plans of how these things go down. They even had a name for the operation. It was called Operation London Bridge. They put this in place many, many years ago for this very event. She was the 42nd monarch. Or I guess she was the 41st monarch. Charles becomes the 42nd monarch of Britain, which dates back to William the Conqueror in 1066. And if Charles and his three siblings were all, in fact, by the Queen's bedside when she actually passed, you know what the first thing they do is?
Hmm.
Want to guess?
Put the pennies over her eyes.
Why would they put her panties over her eyes?
Pennies. What an odd tradition.
Can't make sense of all the royal traditions,
right.
You know, so... Who are we to judge?
Right.
It's what they do.
Yeah. No.
And if it's a king, they put his underwear over his eyes.
I guess so. Condolences to the family.
Indeed. We really got to get this one right. Like to bring it
it's
back.
The queen.
Yeah, we're on a world stage now. We got to get this eulogy right.
A lot of people listening to this eulogy.
Yeah.
Okay, so if they were all there, if the Charles and his three siblings were there, when she passes, they acknowledge his new position by kissing his hand. Isn't that weird?
It's a little weird.
Your brother sitting there making out with your hand?
Well, just a little kiss. He's not
just because you're king?
Making out. You are the only one I've seen make out with their hand in the history of the ticket.
What?
Sorry, back to the eulogy. Sorry.
You do worse with your hand.
Not in front of you.
You go all the way with yours. At least I'm just kissing.
Anyway, we're doing the eulogy here.
Our condolences
years,
to the family.
Come on.
Right, yes.
Focus.
Then the late Queen's private secretary would then call and this is apparently what happened, this is Operation London Bridge, would then call the Prime Minister on a secure line to say the code phrase, London Bridge is down.
Well, how do we all know the code phrase? We shouldn't know that.
No, we shouldn't know it. And why do they even use a code phrase? If it's a secure line, you can just say, hey, the queen just kicked it, or whatever the British way of saying it is.
Because it may not be secure. You got to talk in code.
Then there'd be a number of similar calls by cabinet officials, and they'd call people around the United Kingdom, high-ranking officials, and then they call the 15 Commonwealth countries where the British sovereign is head of state. That's a thing. A lot of people may not realize that she's the head of state in a bunch of other places, too. Mm-hmm. I think, isn't West Virginia one of them?
I have the list. It includes
Massachusetts.
That's on the East Coast, isn't
it? There's another Commonwealth. There's a couple commonwealths in the U.S.
Virginia.
It's Virginia. That's what I'm thinking of.
Jamaica's on that list.
Hmm. Jamaica, her queen, and then next thing you know, she's the head of state.
I grew up with a Jamaica.
Really?
Her last name was Mahoney.
You've got the joke.
Are we
wrong,
still in the eulogy?
It doesn't even work.
Is this still the eulogy, or are we outside of that box now? We left the church.
Gosh, it doesn't work that way.
Anyway.
And then they do this official thing where they notify the press, and at the same time, there's a footman in mourning dress that emerges from Buckingham Palace to post a black edge death notice near the gates.
What's a footman? Somebody on foot? Aren't we all footmen?
Some of us are feet women.
Does he have a fancy outfit?
I don't care for the term footman.
Does he look like a Joker or something? Or what's he dressed up as?
Like a jester?
Yeah, jester, not Joker.
Not the guy
going
from
out there
Batman.
Full Heath Ledger outfit. To post a notice out on the gates.
Yeah.
Why do they even do that part?
Romero.
We've got newer technology now. We don't need you to go post the death notice out in front of the gate.
It's tradition.
Yeah, why not
let them have their traditions?
A big jumbotron like Jerry did and just post it on that.
Yes. Or print out the tweet and then hang that on the gate.
Or tweet the printout
what?
For the world to see.
They did tweet it out. That was the way her death was announced. On Twitter. That was a pretty good Twitter sound you did.
Thank
there,
you.
George. Do it again.
I didn't do as good.
Yeah, that's closer. Hit that second pitch better. There you go. That's it. That was a little low. A little pitchy dog. Anyway, she's dead at the age of 96, and Charles is expected to deliver a broadcast to the nation, his first as king.
Finally.
So will he be... Like the camera cuts to him and he's got a beer and he's partying with his buddies, got his arms around him. They're drinking out of the Stanley Cup.
He's only been thinking about this day for about 60 years. And that's the truth.
Will he become popular?
Yeah.
You know, the
I
queen
think it will help him.
The
yes.
queen lived long enough to where she was kind of loved.
Yes.
By the people because she was so grandmotherly and but Charles has not enjoyed the favor of the British people for his whole life. But if people come around on him, because it's been so long now.
I bet he will rule like she did, and he's older now, and so they're going to watch him age through his 70s and 80s, and I bet they'll like him more.
Over under on Charles' death?
93 and a half.
Ooh, I'm taking under.
I may take the over.
I'll take the over.
Really?
Yeah.
Yep.
He'll die at 83.
Are we still
what?
In the eulogy?
Yes.
He's
yeah,
right there.
Sorry, Charles.
he
looked a little
his,
shocked when I said that.
His
just then.
Death date?
Anyway, he's also going to tour Edinburgh and Belfast and Cardiff in Wales to attend services in remembrance for his mother and to meet the leaders of the governments there. They're going to have, of course, a procession of the coffin from Buckingham Palace to... She's still in Scotland right now, and I think she'll lie in state there for a little while. Then they'll move her to Buckingham Palace and then to Westminster, the Palace of Westminster. And then I guess they have a service in Westminster Hall, and she'll lie in state. Would you like to see the coffin of the Queen? Like, if you were there,
sure. Oh, yeah.
Would you wait in line to pass by the coffin? And
I don't know. How long?
Toss a penny in.
I don't like lines.
It's... The longest reigning monarch in British history.
I know. I don't care what it is. I don't like long lines.
You'd pass on it.
Tell me how long the line is.
Let's say you had to wait 8 hours.
No way. No.
See, I think I would.
No, I would not wait
to witness that historic
8 hours for anything.
To pass by Bono's coffin?
Sorry. I'll watch the funeral, but I'm not. No.
Would you do it, Junior?
I want to see all those coffins.
What? It's not just to see a coffin. It's to see the queen.
No, but you mentioned Bono. I want to see all those kind of coffins.
kind of coffins.
I want to see the Queen and Bono and Steve Martin and all my favorites.
Okay.
I'll stand in line for that.
What's the longest you wait for a restaurant, a table at a restaurant?
I don't know that the family really just feels asking, a pressing need to hear the answer to that
Quick
time
out. How long do you wait?
If it's a great, 45 great place.
45
minutes. Yeah, I was going to say an hour.
Yeah, that's about me, 45 minutes.
It also depends if they have the light-up coaster, vibrating coaster technology. If
you
they have something
down
like
your pants.
Yeah, if you can stuff that down your pants and wander the neighborhood, you're all right.
Yep.
You know what I'm saying?
I know what you're saying.
Did the Queen ever have to get a vibrating light-up coaster to wait to get into a restaurant?
She
in
never
her lifetime?
Waited for 1 second at any restaurant.
Not even when they have like a long line at Chili's?
Did she even go to a restaurant?
Yeah, at some point she ended up in one.
But ended she up in waited. One? You make it sound like she had an episode and wandered in there.
I don't think she did. I don't think she ever went to a restaurant.
Oh, that's crazy.
Once she became queen?
Did she ever have fried mozzarella sticks?
No.
Or a Bloomin' Onion?
No. Only with Uber Eats. That's the only time she had it delivered.
You think she was big into Uber Eats? She loved it when that came along because finally...
Bloomin' Onion there!
And Charles, get one of them Bloomin' Onions!
That's a bingo with you, by the way.
What?
You always bring up that Bloomin' Onion.
I don't think so. What they got on the quesadilla is that? Can you get mixed? Chicken and steak!
You want quick trivia?
No.
Yeah.
Second longest reigning monarch in the history of the world behind?
Genghis Khan.
No. Louis XIV of France.
The Sun King?
Who ruled for 72 years. She ruled for 70.
Whoa.
But he took the throne when he was four. Like,
yeah, it was. That's a fake stat. He was padding his numbers.
Rama the ninth, third longest, the king of Thailand, and Johann II, the king of Liechtenstein, fourth longest, both of them also around 70 years.
Huh. Okay.
It's a good run.
That is a good run. Charles has those sausage fingers. You know, she had blue hand. We talked about that earlier, but Charles had sausage fingers. You ever seen
had
the pictures?
Or has?
I think he kind of has perennial sausage fingers.
That's a bingo.
Charles, is that true? Sausage. I mean, you're here. Can you tell us? You know, and he'd have like one of those little pinky rings on, and his fingers were all proud fleshed around it.
And yes, P1s, we've all seen the meme that's floating around that she was one of the last living people to see the Cowboys win a Super Bowl.
That's tasteless. You know what? And I'm not going to dignify that with a response. Let's move on. So there'll be 10 days of mourning, or official mourning.
I thought I heard 12. And then is it 10 day?
When do they plan her,
Maybe
though?
It's the Fortnite. 12 days of Christmas and the 10 days of mourning.
But they keep her above ground for a while, right?
I would think so. You have to take her.
Or did she elect to be cremated? I don't think you're allowed to be cremated if you're a monarch. Like, they want to put you in the floor of a church somewhere.
Yeah.
That is pretty cool when you walk through, like, Westminster Abbey, and you're looking at...
That was amazing.
I mean, there's Elizabeth I.
Yeah.
There's Henry the VIII.
I am.
Here's Galileo the First.
Galileo!
Here's Jesus.
Yeah, I was getting suspicious on some of those plaques there in Westminster Abbey. They had Jesus buried there. That was iffy.
Elvis.
Donald Duck.
Elvis's twin brother was buried there. Original Mickey Mouse. It was one that just said original Mickey Mouse. So our condolences to
that's the worst one ever.
Mountbatten Windsor family or whatever their last names are.
The most famous woman in the world has just passed.
Do you know where she was when she found out she became queen?
Yeah, I saw this yesterday.
St. Andrews?
No.
Oh, I saw this. At the OU Texas game?
Oh, my gosh. That is the worst. Yes, of all
the
time.
Bud Wilkinson era.
You guys are not being respectful.
Where was it?
She was in a treehouse in Kenya.
Oh, yeah.
Watching elephants.
Yeah.
She's got some pretty good seats, and she's got a corner dog from the state fair.
And she...
First and ten horns from the thumb,
found out that her dad passed, George, and became a queen. And they say she rode an elephant all the way back from Kenya to Buckingham Palace. Some say that. Not everyone.
All right.
No P1 Robert. As Prince Charles walked around yesterday, they were not playing the song Moving On Up from the Jeffersons. That is not true, that report that's out there.
That is most certainly not true.
Man, our English P1's going to hate us.
So is Diana rolling over in her still non-living grave?
Yes.
That Camilla is now queen.
Yeah.
Although she's got a weird title. She's not queen. She's something else.
I think she's queen, right?
No.
Originally, she was going to be princess consort.
She's
but then, I swear, Elizabeth declared that she was going to be called queen.
No, her title is Camilla, Queen Consort of the United Kingdom.
Yeah, but I think all queens who are married to the king, the reigning king, the monarch, are called queen consorts, right?
I don't know about that.
Are they just...
You're asking me?
Queens. Well, you know a lot about queens.
A royal consort is the spouse of the reigning king or queen. So maybe yes.
Yes.
So was Prince Philip the king consort?
That's what's odd, is that he was not a king consort. And I don't know whether... You're not allowed to call, like, there's no such thing as a king consort.
But it says it's the spouse of a reigning king or queen.
She's no longer the Duchess of Cornwall?
No, it was Cornhole. She was, like, won 2 years in a row the national championship.
So do we call Camilla the queen or the queen consort?
I call her a homewrecker.
She kind of was.
Show 621, Dan and Jake. We're here. We're in studio. We're complaining about the mics, so everything's fine. The queen died.
What?
Ty?
Yeah, I announced it.
I would like you to now give the more information that you went home and studied about the queen.
Oh, you didn't tell me I had to do that, so I didn't do that.
Oh, really? Okay. Did you get your wife audio then?
I didn't do that either.
Well, but the excuse you just had was, but you didn't tell me to do that. And then yesterday we did tell you to get your wife and her thoughts on the queen.
I got distracted. I apologize, Dan. Mm. Mm.
Yeah, so just like a slight, I guess, behind the curtain thing, I heard Junior say during the e-break this morning that he didn't understand that tension. And I don't really think it was a Ty and Dan thing.
There's no tension.
Nah, we're good. But, you know, it was a candidate. This morning. Yeah. And so probably the best way to explain this is, as it applies to everyone's workplace, is sometimes things come from above you. And perhaps those below don't totally understand why it's happening.
Ty was mandated. He was told.
Yes.
This is a big enough thing to do a breaking news sounder.
Yes.
And then they played the ticker bed for some reason.
It was kind of weird because it was a non-ticker break, but it, whatever.
Do we have to play it to tell people what we're doing?
You don't have to.
But Dan and I were looking at each other yesterday on remote, giggling as to why exactly this was important to the show. I think we both thought.
Did it warrant a ticket text or no?
Who cares?
It never got the text.
It did not. It got a breaking news sounder, but not a text.
Boy, Ham had the line of the day back here about the ticket text.
Oh, I thought that was Mino. On the weather?
No, Ham's was good. He said, so we get a text when rain begins, but we don't get one when a rain ends.
Wow, yeah, that's top shelf.
Thank you.
That's points. Big points.
Yeah, give yourself... You got to stop multiple pointing things.
Yeah.
Let's just go. You get one point there.
Not the bonus round.
There's no one on base. Baseball joke.
Yeah, I just think both Dan and I were thinking, who cares? I'm not entirely sure why.
Although it has affected the world of sports because the Premier League has postponed its games this weekend.
Also, don't care.
Okay.
I think the Mavs are retiring the number two.
Okay, so I did see the new King. Funniest. The new King Charles is going to be in the line, the layup line for him.
That is the funniest tweet I saw about it that related to Dallas. Is will the Mavs retire the Queen's number?
Shout out David Ruff.
And the funniest text I got immediately from Mark Kissinger. Do you know who Mark Kissinger is?
Went to college with him. And you can mark that.
Well, who is he?
Oh, is he Salina?
This is Mark Kissinger. Give me the audio here on Mini One.
Salina played their guts out, Roy. They did. You know what? They did. They have a lot to be proud of. This team, you know, no one gave them any chance, even in the first week. And they didn't. They weren't given a chance, and so they have a lot to be proud of for responding the way they did. And you know what? If Argyle goes on and becomes the state champion, one bad call, and you can say, well, we should have beat the state champion. So, and they have a chance to do that.
They do.
Roy, I want to thank our sponsors. Also, let you know, President Bush passed away.
Oh, darn it.
President Bush 41 passes away. So just want to let you know that as well. Prayers to his family and to the country for a great man who served his country well.
So,
oh, darn it.
He's the guy that likes to break, big death news to me. And he texted me moments after Ty, I think, released it, but probably before the 45-second delay. I said that word weird.
Kind of.
But we won't focus on that. We will focus on other Queen-related audio that we have. Because we did have an assignment, Ty.
I know.
To go home and, record your wife. Now, when I'm talking to my wife, and then when I end up playing it, she doesn't know I'm recording, and she doesn't know after. So you don't have to run to my wife. Seriously. These people in, she at her work or wherever, don't be like, oh, whoa, you sounded stupid today on the radio. Don't tell her. Don't tell her that I'm recording her.
Because she's a bitch.
Jeez.
Now, that was a drop.
Out of context, too, right?
Totally out of context.
Because you were talking about someone else, mm-hmm. right?
Probably. Anyway, so I did record my wife. So we're watching TV, watching our daily Always Sunny episode, and started talking. I can't remember why. Let's just see how it sounds. She doesn't have much on the Queen. I'll just let you know that.
Did you hear the Queen died?
Honey, yes.
She's sitting over on the couch, so it's closer to me.
How'd you hear about the Queen?
At work. People get all those updates on their phones.
What was the general vibe?
She's lived a heck of a life. Rest in peace. She's had a phenomenal life.
So you have an opinion on the Queen?
No, I don't know. I mean, she's fine. I think that's great. She lived a great life, a nice long life, and now she died, and she's at peace. She's good. Why, do you have an opinion on it?
Like we were talking about on the air today, like do people care about it? And then, did you get up to watch the Princess Di wedding?
No, I am not a royal... I am not a royal kind of person. I could give a hoot about Princess Diana. I really don't care.
So that's it. She's not stoked on the Queen. She hasn't watched the thing about the Queen.
She doesn't give a hoot.
She hasn't watched Downton. Blake talked to his wife. Do we need to set this up in any way, Blake? Are you guys...
No. You get a little tired, Blake, in there, but I think she was kind of sad.
Did you care about the Queen?
Yeah, I think it's sad.
Why?
I mean, it's expected. She's 90-something, but because I watched The Crown, I feel connected to her.
Okay. So because you watched the Netflix show, that's why you care about it.
Yeah. She was a good queen. In the sense of...
Okay, what did she do?
In the sense of appearances. She was not a little scandal. The biggest scandal she ever had was marrying Prince Philip. And she did that when she was like, what, 19, 20? Because he was like not approved of.
Okay, so the best thing she ever did was not do anything crazy.
Yeah. That's hard to do your whole life when you have that much money and fame and power. That's amazing. She was good. She was fair. She was
fair.
Just very on all the time. Like when you think of like training that a queen goes through.
No
like
way.
She's.
They do not train.
Yes, they do. Have you never seen Princess Diaries?
No.
Have you never read American Royals?
No.
Have you never seen The Crown?
No. I don't.
They do.
I don't care about England or Britain or
they
whatever.
They go through training, like proper etiquette training and how to speak to people and how to go to dinner.
Which fork to use.
And exactly.
Yeah, they did that in Pretty Woman, too.
Yeah.
No, I...
Yeah.
Well, it's because it's because
she was a hooker. So you're telling so the
no,
queen does the same
high
thing.
High class people sometimes need classes to learn how to be high class. But I think it's just like the end of an era, an end of multiple eras. Really, she's been queen for like 70 years.
So you're going to tell Brooks one day that he was born in the Queen Elizabeth era?
Yes, he needs to know that.
Okay, I appreciate Blake's volleys there.
You've never read?
I mean, come on,
The Princess Diaries.
No. Have you never read Princess Diaries,
no.
Bro?
No, then
we've all read that.
No, The Princess Diaries is a Disney film that she referenced.
Oh,
but no, she was
my daughter watches.
Later in the audio, she was stoked on the Kate Middleton wedding that happened 10 years ago. She apparently she's all about Parliament, and I had no idea.
What's Parliament is separate than the monarchy.
Whatever.
Sure.
I don't care.
I agree with Blake.
Okay. So mine is sort of a little bit of Dan's wife and a little bit of Blake's wife. And I'm going to set it up for you like this. First of all, the kid is in the mix. It's unavoidable. We don't really see each other much with the kid not around. The kid had some Play-Doh that she was trying to present to us as pickles. It doesn't make any sense. Don't ask me. The kid's in there. Number two, my wife is pretty into the history of the royals. Like, she listens to podcasts. Like, there's one called, like, Royal Blood that just goes through hundreds of years of history of...
Unreal.
I know. And number three, and my final point, again, she did not know I was recording, and she doesn't really know how to be careful with her words and possibly comparisons in the way that we might. So she did not want this played at all, but we're doing it anyways.
Okay.
Okay.
She served?
Yeah.
What exactly did she do?
You know, basically, I feel like the royal... What do you get? It's basically slavery.
What?
Mom, I got you pickles.
Being queen is like being
Mom,
a slave.
I got you pickles.
Okay.
Mom, I got you pickles.
Pickles?
Are you sure that's not a take you want to rethink?
I'm not saying it is like the same as slavery, but I think it's child abuse, for one.
He's like 90.
No, but you're trapped.
Yeah.
You can't leave. What do you got in here? Treasures?
You're pretty torn up about it.
I don't got any treasures.
No, I'm not torn up about it. She was old.
I don't got treasure. I got pickles.
Pickles?
Was she in Downton?
That's beautiful pickles.
Mm.
You want some?
No, her dad. You want Downton? Or like the fake, her dad.
Yeah, the word she's looking for there is actor.
her fake dad.
Yeah, it's yeah, like okay. To clear up, her dad was not actually in a 2018 dramatization of the monarchy.
They're all here.
She had a Words with Dan moment and couldn't find actor.
No, her dad. Or like the fake her dad. Downton was 20s.
Okay.
I think she was just born.
What was his name?
George.
King Amon Ra.
George. Well, her dad was only king.
So that joke doesn't land with her.
Well, we have been we have been laughing about Amon Ra and Equimenius.
Okay, so she knows
she watches
who,
it. But
okay.
Yeah, she was also not. I said it, so it wasn't funny to her.
Yeah.
George.
King Amon Ra.
George.
Gave you a chuckle.
Well, her dad was only king because her uncle abdicated to marry the
American
divorcee. Right.
I remember that story.
The Hitler front. He was friends with Hitler.
Okay.
You know all this.
It's coming back to me now.
Yeah.
It's just
kind
that
of a wild story. She never should have been queen.
It's just that part where you said she was the same as being a slave that I'm having.
I mean,
a tough time.
Let's just picture slavery.
Yeah.
As it used to be. Let's go early 1800s.
Yeah.
And so they would take a black man from overseas. They would drop him here, and they would give him all the money.
No.
They would just shower him with glory. The paparazzi would always follow him.
No, in fact, they were held captive.
But
and
he wouldn't be allowed to leave that life.
Right.
Of excess. Like, he would always be in the nicest hotels and the biggest mansion. And that's the history I've been reading.
To her point, I do believe
it, I get that they are kind of locked into this.
Yeah,
world.
And that if you leave, you're excommunicated and stuff. But I just
bring it on.
Yeah.
Oh, you get excommunicated, but you still have all the money, kind of, and you
right.
pretty much do whatever you want all your life.
Or just stick around, and that'll probably be pretty awesome too. You know what? You're not going to get beaten for not working or trying to escape.
How about you don't have to work? You really,
yeah.
Now you might have to make some appearances. You might have to dress nice.
Figure out how to hold a fork.
Shower.
Right.
Yeah.
But you have a shower.
But so the show that she watches is like, oh man, it's not that easy. You think it's easy being a royal.
Yeah.
It is not that easy.
And I don't think she's alone among women who actually think that. Like, oh, I wouldn't even want that.
Okay.
Yeah.
I'll say it.
And we found out her uncle was, or I guess uncle, dad, I'm not sure, was friends with Hitler, which I looked into, and he was.
What about Blake's wife's, you raised an eyebrow when she said she's never really had a big queen scandal.
Yeah, is there a Kim spin on this?
Yeah.
Well, I mean, I don't know if it's necessarily a queen-centric scandal, but it's, you know, ruining Earth for the last 100 years.
Just the their nation.
Yeah.
In general.
Yeah. I mean, their general take on...
That was a big take on the Twitter is, sorry if you're, you know, colonial, the conquered are not, you know, weeping for you today.
Right. Do you set our, let's say, continent back hundreds of years, and now we all have to act like because you know how to hold a fork... We're supposed to be sad about this? She was a terrible person.
Well, she didn't invade. Like, she wasn't the queen when they invaded the United States, or when we were at war with them, or whatever we did. Was she?
I didn't exactly hear her speaking up over the last however many years about the atrocities of colonialism.
And all we kinda did just, is just go bail them out twice, right?
Yeah. That's right. Yeah,
you're welcome. Got a problem with Germany again? All right.
Here
we'll
go.
Right over there.
We'll call Russia. We'll both meet there.
Just to protect this tiny
you.
Little...
Disgusting
like, how big is England?
Island.
Is England smaller than Texas?
Boy, it depends. Like, do you count everything?
Just landmass, I mean.
Well, I mean, like, if you include the whole...
I don't know.
The whole thing, like...
Like the UK?
Yeah.
I don't
work in Scotland. And
wow, the UK is about 2.8 times smaller than Texas.
Huh.
Cute.
I guess we'll drop everything and send all our soldiers over there to die because you, because tiny little England is
never again.
R.I.P.
You know, the main thing
to the Queen
is that they had to cut the golf tournament short to 54 holes, which I know Rory is beside himself about.
I saw...
but also related, probably not that beside himself about the Queen.
Yeah, I think he's pretty happy.
Yeah. I saw on the Channel 8 News this morning in the lunchroom, they ran to Aiden Durday.
I saw that as well.
The... Cowboys defensive line coach, is it?
Correct.
Let's call up Jack Crawford while we're at it.
He's from England. He's like, yeah, I don't know, you know, like the, you know, it's, I don't want somebody to die and stuff, but, you know, she was like 90-something, so, yeah, I'm not that, yeah. He's like, why? He's like,
I got Tom Brady.
I mean, I got a lot of S on my mind right now.
This is huge. Joining us now on the Ticket Hotline is the new king of the British Empire, formerly Prince Charles, now King Charles. Good morning.
Where's my music? Hello, old chaps. Good to finally be on with you.
There it is.
Good morning. How are you? And congratulations, although condolences.
Well, yes, and I see how it is. All it took for me to get on your program was for the old lady to knock off, huh? Yes. Yes, I have to become king before you would allow me on America's favorite radio station.
We would have given you the form before now.
I tell you what, if becoming king was the thing that would finally bring me to your airwaves, I thought it would never come, because bloody hell, my mother's reign was damn near as long as a Bob Sturm question.
Yeah, you're 73 and you're finally king.
73, but I'm finally here. I must tell you, if I might indulge in all possible candor, that I'm actually a rather huge P1.
Really?
Really?
Yeah, you wouldn't believe it, would you?
But, no.
As one might imagine, sitting around all day waiting for the Queen to develop a persistent cough that wouldn't go away, it leaves one with a bit of time to whittle away, and that's when I found your app. It was advertised on a YouTube pre-roll ad, and I clicked on it and haven't looked back since. I positively love it.
Well, thank you. We're honored.
Although I skip through Kalashaw from time to time when I've buffered a few minutes of their time.
You shouldn't do that. He's great.
Every once in a while, now, I have to say, one of your lot will spout off and anger me a bit, perhaps if you say something in the negative about my beloved Sacramento Kings.
Because you're a king, you like the
that
Kings?
That makes sense now.
Indeed,
okay. Yeah.
And yes, in those moments I do get a bit angry, and I will cease listening for maybe a pouty spell or so, but I must say that my refractory period for my anger is probably about a fortnight at most.
Okay, okay. You get over it eventually. Yes,
then the cessation of the off-putting feels, as it were, will occur, and I'll return to my ticket fanaticism.
What about the king?
All its muse of glory. I absolutely love your show the best, I must say. And I'm not just saying that because I'm on with you.
Oh, well, thank you.
Jolly good show. Jolly good show, I must say.
Thank you.
Where's Gordon at? I don't hear him in the background. What's happening?
I don't know where he ran off to.
Is he not allowed to talk to me the same way he's not allowed to talk to Troy Aikman?
No, we welcome him to talk to
yes,
anybody.
Yes, absolutely.
Well, I'm sure you want to know about the Queen's demise and her nature.
Yeah, yes. What happened?
She was quite a good mother, despite her rather lofty station, of course, but she was never above wearing mom jeans around the palace or dancing to a little Drake after a glass of Chardonnay after a day's work was done. Very regular. Very regular woman, so it was very sad when she passed, but I must say, I did warn her not to go paragliding outside Balmoral.
Okay. That's what happened?
She did not do that.
At her age, it was downright madness. As I told her, mountains don't move for regal faces, mummy. But she found out the hard way, I'm afraid. But hey, I'm king, you know, count blessings.
Yeah.
Yes, yes.
Worked out for you.
You know, I would like to run a bit of an idea by you two chaps, if I might.
You can run an idea or a bit of an idea by us.
I was thinking about my first royal engagement and what it should be. It should be a pretty big, important one. So, how does Twin Peaks tonight in North Irving sound for you boys.
What a great way to celebrate. Yes, guys' night out.
Andrew has absolutely been pestering me to head out there with
him. Bet he has.
But alas, we've got to get the last monarch in the ground first. I mean, I think she deserves that.
Yes. A couple more days, yeah.
Would any of you two chaps want to hear about the things that I say to Camilla during phone sex?
No,
we don't want to hear that.
I assure you my phone sex is just like everybody else's, and by that I mean Menzies themed.
I don't think that's true.
I'm just busting your balls, as it were.
Oh, okay.
That was a load of bollocks I was just talking about. What a load of rot. Have you noticed my sausage fingers?
Yes. Yes, Gordon actually noticed that, yeah.
I dare say that's why Camilla got together with me in the first place.
All right.
Dude. We're just having fun. Jay sounds pretty good on the board this morning. Seems to really be working out for you, pal.
Okay, yeah, he's great.
I've got to get going now. They're lowering her down into the crypt.
Oh no. Gosh, yeah, you need to be there.
It's a very emotional moment.
Can I say it? I've been wanting to say this my entire royal life, and now I finally get a chance to say it to my two favorite radio hosts.
Okay.
Good morning to you.
Oh wow. Yes. He does listen.
Yes, he does. There he goes, King Charles.
Time for the observation deck with Gordo, brought to us by Tylock Georgia Laser Eye Care and A No. 1 Air.
I hate that I didn't get to watch much of the Queen's service. We were on the air for a good portion of it when she had her big public funeral at Westminster Abbey. Did you see where Joe and Jill Biden were sitting?
Mm-hmm. No, where'd they put them?
They were like 14 rows back. Pretty far back.
Who was in front of them?
A lot of people from a lot of countries that you're going, they get to sit up front?
Huh. Aren't we their number one ally?
Yes, indeed. But yet we were sitting behind the president of Poland and 7 rows behind Justin Trudeau, Canada.
That makes it sound like it was an alphabetical thing. C, Canada, close to the front. P, Poland in the middle. U, United States in the back.
Incorrect. The reason why he was sitting so far back is because there's, of course, it's Britain and it's related to the monarchy, so there's a strict protocol as to how the seating has to go, and leaders of Commonwealth nations have to go ahead of someone who's not in the Commonwealth.
Okay.
And then there's also another rule that is like royalty has to sit higher than non-royalty. So you have other countries that have kings and queens and that.
Does Poland have a king?
I don't think so.
Then why did the Polish leader get to sit in front of Biden?
Commonwealth related? He's Commonwealth adjacent? I don't know. There were all kinds of rules, but that's why Biden sat 14 rows back, 7 rows from the very back of the Westminster Abbey, I guess. But 14 rows behind the Queen as she lay up there. And did you see they put her in a pose? They put her in the waving pose. She's sitting up, waving her hand backwards towards herself. Very tasteful.
No.
Very tasteful. Did you like the way her fake coffin looked with the crown on top of it and the scepter and the orb?
Why do you say fake?
Oh, because she's not in there.
Stop it with that.
Yeah, I don't think she's in there.
Someone's going to run with that.
Does your conspiracy theory presume that she is still alive?
Presume.
Or just has her body somewhere else, or like you said yesterday, ashes on Everest?
I'm certainly glad you asked me that. Originally, I felt like they didn't have her in there because they didn't want to risk an accident with the, you know, because this coffin's been on tour basically around that country, and they didn't want to risk it falling and opening up, and then the Queen goes spilling out onto the Royal Mile there in Scotland.
Bingo.
So that was my first theory. Then I revised it because I felt like she wanted to be cremated and her ashes spread over Everest.
That's the one we're going with now.
Pretty solid.
So yeah, there was an RAF pilot in a crop duster over Everest at the moment that everyone's saluting the coffin back in London. And now I've changed it once again.
Okay.
Because, and just hear me out, I think she wanted to escape the famous life.
Finally, she had had enough.
Yes, and so she faked her death.
70 years.
Yeah, she faked her death. This is a Jim Morrison type thing.
Where do you think she is right now?
According to my sources, she's been spotted in Argentina. Rebuilding her life.
Okay. She took some of her royal wealth with her for the transition?
No, they say that they've been monitoring her credit cards and so she spent nothing.
Is that what they say?
Yeah. So they're trying to monitor where she is and they can't. So she really had this thing planned out.
Hey, that's a good one. Do you think she ever used a credit card? Do you think she even had one in her name?
I don't know.
No.
You don't think she's like a beetle where they'll wear a disguise every once in a while just to experience regular life and go into a shop?
That's a good one.
I mean,
have to buy anything?
We had the pandemic. She could have worn the mask. People would just thought she was an old lady going into a bodega to buy some cigarettes.
I have wondered that a lot watching this whole 10-day funeral and tribute. How often do the royals just kick back and is Charles ever just on the sofa in his boxers fiddling with his nuts watching a soccer game?
Eating Fritos.
Like, can they relax that much, or like the protocol? Are they constantly observing protocol?
I think they're constantly observing protocol.
So he can't do that.
Well, I mean,
he can't have a down moment.
I think he can be on a couch watching a soccer game, but he has an attendant fiddle with his nuts.
You may be right.
Yes.
Would you like me to fiddle with the royal nuts, Your Majesty?
Just the left one today.
Just the left one. Just kind of come hither the twig and berries a bit.
Disturbing.
But yeah, I think that particularly as you get on in generations, right? Like Charles is more likely to do something than the Queen would have been. Something casual and everyday.
Harry much more likely than Charles.
Correct.
Yeah.
Right. But I don't know that the Queen ever did. And, George, you bring up a good point. Did she ever have to buy anything?
I don't think so. Everything was always just brought to her.
Yeah.
She never went on one of those Michael Jackson spending sprees like you saw in that Martin Bashir interview?
I don't think so.
When you went into that antiquities dealer in Vegas and I'll have two of those and five of that and I'll buy those Benz over there. And
maybe when she was young, like a teenager or in her early 20s. Maybe then she went out and bought, went to a restaurant, used cash probably, not a credit card.
But you don't think in her later years she ever just headed into a guitar center, pull some off the wall, try it out, They let her, they took her into the platinum room where she could try out some high-end PRSs.
Yeah.
But
what about just jumping on eBay and looking for a Mantle rookie card?
Yes. Did the Queen ever go online?
Boy, that's a good one.
Man, you would think she would have had to.
Your Majesty might want to stay off of the forums,
Your Majesty. but by the time online was a thing, she was in her mid-70s.
And had no interest.
Yeah, so maybe not.
She never sent an email? Never texted anyone? Did she have a smartphone?
That's a great question.
Norm barely has one, so I doubt it.
Yeah, she was 20 years older than Norm.
Yeah.
I'm going to lean no on all of this.
God, how insulated. The Queen needed to know what was going on Twitter.
Yeah.
She needed to feel plugged in. Well, Trump commented about Biden sitting so far back. He tweeted, or Truth, or whatever platform he's on. He said, in real estate, like in politics and in life, location is everything. So that was the focus of the funeral, was where was it paying respects to the queen. Trump was distracted by where Biden was sitting and says, this is what's happened to America in just two short years. No respect. However, a good time for our president to get to know the leaders of certain third world countries.
So he doesn't understand that if he were president, he also would have been seated in the same spot.
Well, he addresses that. If I were president, they wouldn't have sat me back there.
Uh-huh.
And our country would be much different than it is right now. So,
got to always make it personal.
I do think that Trump would have insisted that he's not sitting back there, and he would have caused such a stir that they would have had to put him up front.
You think
or
so?
Or he'd just not be there. Yeah.
At a funeral?
He may have.
Yeah. He would have left, not attended the funeral, and talked about how overrated the queen is and started an international incident over it. Because it's about him. It's not about the two countries. It's about that he's not going to be sitting back there.
You don't think he would have gone there just to honor her and sat wherever because it's all about her?
Not if they, right, not if they insulted him. No, of course not. Of course not. And I think that's what a lot of Americans like that about him, that he is about the most, he's about the presentation and the ego of it.
Mm-hmm.
So he would have caused a stir, but he felt like, that is kind of a funny line, right? It's a good time for a president to get to know the leaders of certain third world countries because he's sitting back there with them. He can make some small talk with them. So that's what happened. And that's the reason why Biden was sitting so far back. It was because there's Commonwealth rules and all of that. Everybody got a good handle on the Commonwealth and who
else? No, we have no idea.
What is like 15 to 17 countries in the Commonwealth? Is Australia Commonwealth?
There's Virginia Commonwealth.
Yeah, that's confusing.
They're an FCS school in football.
We've got a couple Commonwealths that are states here in the U.S., so the Queen ruled over them, too?
Yes.
I guess they're a different Commonwealth. Her Commonwealth was Canada and others?
Yeah, Australia is still in it.
Okay.
Wow. Antigua and Barbuda, Australia, the Bahamas, Belize, Canada.
Ah, yes.
Jamaica, New Zealand, Papua New Guinea, St. Vincent and the Grenadines, Solomon Islands, a few other small ones, St. Kitts and Nevis, 16 of them that she ruled over.
So
isn't that weird that she ruled over Canada?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And Australia?
Yeah, but they had basically turned everything over. Everything's self-governing.
Yeah. But
so I'm not sure what the benefit is on each side of this equation. Like,
right.
why does the UK, well, I guess the UK is different than the Commonwealth.
Could she have stepped in and intervened in some big decision in Australia or Canada? Like, did she have ultimate any
kind of
ultimate power?
I don't even think she had that power in the UK.
Right.
She just had the right to be consulted and give advice, but that it was self-governing
too. It's all the prime minister or president of these countries.
Yeah.
She's just a figurehead.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
Where now he is just a figurehead.
So figure fingers. Have you seen that sausage fingers one of him? Someone's modified the famous photo of him and his swollen digits, and they've added like 20 more digits on there. It's so gross looking. He's got so many sausage fingers on the end of his hands.
All right, Gordo, thank you. And this should be interesting because joining us now on the ticket hotline is our favorite octogenarian, our old friend Jesse the Usher, who recently worked the Queen's funeral. Good morning, Jesse.
Wow. Did you guys hear me? I'm talking to you from overseas, so it's hard to get these transatlantic connections on the telephone.
Yeah, it's not really.
Gotcha.
It's not really that hard anymore, and we hear you loud and clear.
Good, good. Well, I tell you, I'm worn out from ushering that Queen's funeral. I tell you, that was quite a big responsibility and quite a big honor, if you want to know the truth.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, the House of Windsor invited me because I was there defending their their city there against the Krauts back in 1941.
So they brought you back, huh?
They brought me back, and I was defending that city even before the Japanese invited us to kick their ass on December of 41. That's when they sent their invitation to us. So. But them Brits say they love me, so they invited me to seat all them presidents and prime ministers and kings and queens there in that Westminster Abbey,
yep.
as they call it. It was a long day. Good Lord, those limeys can drone on and on and on.
Were you there for the whole day? You had like 9 or 10 hours?
No, the whole day, you know, because they had the two services. They had that traditional one you saw on TV, and then they had a contemporary service about an hour or two later.
Really?
They didn't do that.
Yeah, and they, you know, had some overly earnest guy sawing on a low-end tailor, and some guy on a mid-scooped jazz bass with scratchy pots.
Yeah, it sounds like a contemporary service, all right.
Contemporary service for you right there. But I was the one who was responsible for seating Biden so far back.
Ah, yeah, that's been a big story.
So, you know, a lot of people blaming the British for this, but it was actually me, an American, that made that decision to sit him back there, because I didn't want him to embarrass us by nodding off and the cameras catching it or something.
So he's not going to do that during a funeral.
Back there and everything. And I have to tell you, I busted up a fight right before that funeral.
Between who?
Prince Harry and William went at it.
No, really?
Oh, yeah. They came to blows, and they got to fighting over whether Meghan could include pictures of the dead queen in her coffin in her next memoir.
Oh,
she wanted to include them, you know, as an open casket, see the queen there with her face of death, you know. And William said no, but Harry said it was the only way they could show the monarchy the way it is, you know.
Mm.
And so Charles broke them up with his sausage fingers. He broke two sausage fingers.
Oh, you didn't break them up, huh?
Well, no, I had to step in after Charles broke his sausage fingers. So I had a pistol drawn and pointed at each one of them.
Oh, my gosh,
told them to calm
Jesse.
It down. We were here to get the old bird in the ground. So, but now Andrew, he was completely disconnected. He was over there texting on his phone the whole time. I don't know what he was trying to do.
Oh, yeah, you don't want to know.
But that family argues constantly. But I snuck a peek at the queen. I couldn't help it when she was backstage. had to open up the lid and see what was going
that's
on.
That's terrible.
There.
You just open up the lid.
Turns out she was buried in a Kiss concert T-shirt.
No way. It was a closet Kiss fan, huh?
Yeah, it was the cover of the Destroyer album.
Okay.
And I guess they had had like a friends and family visitation or something a little bit earlier, because it looked like people had put several things in the casket. There were several bottles, full bottles of Jack Daniels and some unlit joints in there.
No.
There was also a signed John Petrucci 7-string guitar in there. Signed by Petrucci and Pope Francis. I don't know what that was all about.
Wow.
So she's... Queen was bad with a guitar, sure enough.
That's crazy.
She loved music.
Sure enough. I was hoping that Pippa was going to show up for that.
Whatever happened to Pippa?
Sure got that booty that everyone really enjoyed. Hey, I may be 80-something years old, but I know a good booty when I see it.
That's right.
Yep, sure enough.
But we got in the ground, so I'm just sitting here waiting on a flight. I'm out here at Heathrow trying to fly in. They got me coming into Love, so
direct to Love.
Direct to Love. So one of you guys, fellas, could pick me up. I'd sure appreciate that.
What time?
Oh, I think I get in around 6:45 this evening.
George, you go get him.
All right, we'll come get you.
All right, I appreciate it, and let's hope Charles does all right on that throne.
Yeah, let's hope so.
Yeah, I don't know. I sure am offended that Camilla's going to get to be queen. You know, because that, you know, when Princess Di hit that column at that bridge in Paris, I thought that for sure Camilla would never gain the favor and trust of the British people. And lo and behold,
sure enough,
old Lady Tamp sure got to sit on the throne.
All right, Jesse, we're going to let you go.
All right, now.
We'll see you. There he goes, Jesse the Usher.